Since 2010, Noel Pearson's Good to Great Schools Australia has received $37 million from taxpayer to deliver a teaching method called Direct Instruction into the Classrooms of Disadvantaged Children. In Queensland, Good to Great runs the remote Cape York Academy schools of Arakoon, Cowan and Hopevale in partnership with the Queensland Education Department. 3 weeks ago, an ABC investigation reported poor business practice and a culture of intimidation at Good to Great Schools Australia that was placing the school's funds at risk of increased possibility of fraud. Good to Great denied the allegations, but now the ABC has learnt claims of abusive behaviour from the organisation's leader Noel Pearson has threatened his organisation's partnership with the Queensland Government, which is already fraught. James Thomas has more.
During negotiations with Queensland Education over the Good to Great Schools program, discussions with its founder, Noel Pearson, took an ugly turn. Arse coverer, maggot and bucket of shit are words Noel Pearson used to abuse staff at Queensland Education, according to a letter written by the department's boss, Dr. Jim Waterston. In the letter, Dr. Waterston puts Mr. Pearson on notice.
Where I draw the line is when intimidating and abusive behaviour is directed towards my staff. The behaviour displayed is not conducive to a respectful and cooperative relationship and cannot continue.
The ABC understands Mr. Pearson apologised for his heated comments in June. But now, Queensland Education Minister Kate Jones has confirmed she too has been subjected to verbal abuse by Mr. Pearson. During a meeting in 2009, the then Environment Minister says she was called a f***ing white c***. When the ABC approached Mr. Pearson to respond to the allegation, he emphatically denied the racist abuse. And last Tuesday, he turned his attention to the ABC.
Between Quadrant's hard bigotry of prejudice from the right and the ABC's soft bigotry of low expectations on the left lies this common ground of mutual racism.
Those comments followed an ABC report on claims that bullying and poor governance at Good to Great was risking the finances of the Cape York Academy, which is made up of three state schools. The former principal of the academy, John Bray, says he felt pressured by Good to Great to make inappropriate payments from the state school bank account.
Well, I went home at night feeling very uneasy about some of the transactions that were occurring, which I knew at the time did not sit right with me.
Good to Great's head of governance, Michael Andrew, denies the claims.
So we would never, ever be in a situation where we would basically override the decision of the principals.
Good to Great denies there's a bullying culture in the organisation. Spokeswoman Kerry Hull says there have never been any findings of bullying, unfair dismissal or WorkSafe matters. However, the ABC has obtained several internal letters to the board from former staff with claims of serious intimidation by other staff at Good to Great. The former employees have told the ABC they're too scared to talk publicly.
Noel has considerable political power. People are timid in responding to him.
Ian Mackey is the former Queensland Director General of Indigenous Education. He says criticising Mr. Pearson or his educational reform agenda, which he does regularly, can have explosive consequences.
I just went over to say hello to him in the Qantas Club in Cairns and he yelled at me I was an effing maggot. And my response was, well, I didn't know you felt that badly about it, Noel. This is not personal. This is about policy and kids.
Ian Mackey, former Queensland Director General of Indigenous Education, ending that story from James Thomas.